documents which come from the United States National Security Agency, which is deeply involved in Pine Gap, give us really definitive proof from US government sources that the operations of Pine Gap are absolutely critical to the military operations of the United States, US Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, CIA, all of their operations in places like Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan at the moment, and if war should come to the Korean Peninsula, very definitely Pine Gap will be very deeply involved. In fact, I would say we can be very clear from these documents that even at the moment when it looks like the possibility of war, thankfully, is receding a little bit, Pine Gap in its daily tasking of what it's supposed to be doing will definitely be concentrating on the Korean Peninsula, making sure, if you like, that America is ready to move if it has to.
Yeah, and these documents were leaked on The Intercept. They reveal that actually Pine Gap is not doing what we, the general public, know it's supposed to be doing.
Well, I think one of the problems is that Pine Gap does a number of different things. It's changed a great deal over the years. These days, and I guess since the 9/11, the emphasis has been increasingly on what the military would call time-sensitive information for military operations all over the world if necessary. It started back in the late 1960s, spying with giant satellites in the sky with big antennas, big ears if you like, listening to Soviet Union missiles as they were being tested, the better for America to be able to work out how to counteract them. That sort of thing still goes on, but it does a great deal more than that now. And I think very few people have really been aware how directly, how closely Pine Gap involves us in actual war fighting on battlefields these days.
It's not just war fighting, it's also about, there are also a lot of legal implications. According to The Intercept, what actually the interceptions do, and when it comes to targets on the battlefield, it's really like we are targeting cell phones. So there are issues with privacy, if it was Australian communications, privacy issues, because we spoke about metadata collection and all that, and privacy, and now other implications worldwide. With war crimes and so on. There's a lot of things happening that we don't know about.
You're absolutely right about that. And Pine Gap is involved not only in providing electronic information about the metadata of cell phones, satellite phones, their location, the content of phone calls, not only in places like Iraq and Afghanistan, where you may not agree with those wars, but there is, under international law, we are legally entitled to be doing that under United Nations provisions. But in places like Pakistan, in Somalia, and the Sudan, in Eastern Africa, in Yemen, next door to Saudi Arabia, these are countries with which neither the United States nor Australia is in any legal sense in a state of war. But of course, the information that Pine Gap derives about those cell phones, their location, the metadata, the content, who's using them, this is all fed back to the Pentagon and put together as a contribution to the drone targeting. These are what the US Air Force calls unmanned aerial vehicles. The rest of them, us call them drones. And these are used to, what is in legal terms, simply assassinate people, or formally extrajudicial killings of people in countries with which we are not at war. And you're absolutely right, the legal implications of that are very considerable. And to put a very blunt way, if you don't sort of think about legal things, we're not going to like it very much when countries like China and Russia get their own drones and start doing it to people that we think are the good guys. In other words, we've entered into a very slippery slope of certainly illegal and, I would say, deeply immoral activities.
There's a call from the Human Rights Law Center that there should be more accountability and transparency on the use of not only from on the Australia or the American part, but Australia as well has to come clean, because sooner or later some people will be going to court for these activities.
I think you're absolutely right. There have been attempts, good attempts, in Britain and the United States and in Pakistan to actually hold the British government, for example, to account for what's done by Pine Gap's companion station at a place called Menwith Hill in Yorkshire in Britain. These attempts have failed because the government has been able to resort to effectively national security legislation, which is like a kind of big wall coming down, stopping all legal proceedings. But sooner or later, there are going to be serious questions about this. I think British, American, Australian officials are going to be referred to places like the International Criminal Court for what are simply, in international terms, violations of both the laws of war and international humanitarian law. And accountability and transparency, as Emily Howard from the Human Rights Legal Resources Centre said, that's a first place for Australia to go. And after that, we need to consider not just accountability and transparency, but changing the policy. And we need an Australian government which will say, some things that Pine Gap does are acceptable legally and are in our interest. Other things that Pine Gap does are illegal, immoral, and are counterproductive for Australia's interests. On the other hand, we haven't had a government that recent decades, I would say, that would say things like that to its American ally. We've got a problem.
Yeah, that's the foreign policy, because we've been involved in all the wars, according to all the reports and the publications that are coming out now. Australia has been involved in all the wars since the 1900s.
We have indeed. We've got a habit of going to war. I would actually say we've got an addiction to it. We often volunteer for American wars even before the Americans asked us. We have, I think, we really need to think very seriously about this because, for example, the war in Afghanistan, which Donald Trump is now trying to get not only American troops, more American troops in there, he's called on Malcolm Turnbull to send yet more Australian troops there. This is Australia's longest war. We've been there since late 2001, with a very short interruption about 2004. We've lost a lot of people there, and people killed. Australian soldiers have been wounded terribly there, about 250 of them, to say nothing of what's happened to the people of Afghanistan. The argument has always been, we are fighting to defend Afghan democracy, we're fighting to end terrorism, we're fighting to end what's called a narco economy, an opium and heroin based economy, which of course has terrible consequences. The problem about all of those explanations is that they're duds. There is no democracy in Afghanistan. The Kabul government barely exists. Every American drone attack, every American bombing attack produces, of course, more people who are more victims who are innocents, and therefore the kind of thirst for revenge and fighting back against the United States produces more terrorism. And opium is just what that economy is about, and actually funds a lot of government activities and government warlords. These are fairly straightforward way. You have to ask a question: is this a good idea for Australia? And I think the answer is really no, it's not. We lose political prestige in the world at large, I think. If you think like a country about like Indonesia, they don't admire Australia for going to fight in Afghanistan. We should be reserving our armed forces, our intelligence facilities for real dangers in our part of the world, not the wars of the United States halfway around the world.
And besides these leaks, you yourself, you've been really working on researching on Pine Gap. Before we wrap up, tell us briefly what your work has involved and your recommendations.
Well, it's work that I've done with a couple of other people, particularly one person you people in Alice Springs probably know very well in Central Australia, Professor Des Ball. He died last year. He was a person consulted by presidents and prime ministers and generals, as well as the peace movement. He had worked for 40 years on Pine Gap, committed to producing research which was not sort of muckraking, not scandal-mongering, but deeply well-researched, authoritative research, so better to inform the Australian people about what was going on, and I was part of that for the last 10 years. We use many different sources, the government sources that The Intercept and Background Briefing obtained from the Edward Snowden Archive are immensely important for us. But basically they are confirming what we already knew from a whole range of sources, from American military documents, American testimony to Congress. The United States is actually much more free about information than Australia is. And then from following the careers of people who work at Pine Gap and that sort of thing, we pieced together a picture of the enormous expansion of Pine Gap, its transformation from a large base to a vastly bigger base. It's about a kilometre by a kilometre in size. If you look at the, people can see in the photos or on Google Earth, you can see all the antennas. The antennas are important. They point up at the satellites. They receive information from the satellites. But they're about really, they're as important as the antenna on the top of your house getting your television. What's really important, of course, is what's connected to it, your video, the internet, your computer or whatever. And Pine Gap has vast computing facilities, which really are, most people have no idea what they can do and how powerful they are. We've been trying to document that, and we take the position that there are probably a very small number of genuine national secrets, which we probably wouldn't publish. But otherwise, we take the view that the Australian people have a right to know what's being done in their name, and then people can make a decision about whether they think this is a good idea. And the important part of that, for example, for people in Alice Springs, is that I have no doubt, and the Defence Department is also of the same opinion, that if there is a major war involving the United States and Russia, or the United States and China, then there's a high likelihood that Pine Gap would be a nuclear missile target. And that would bring devastation to Central Australia and to Alice Springs in particular.